Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode of the Outdoor Adventure Series podcast. This is your host, Howard Fox. The Outdoor Adventure Series celebrates individuals and families, businesses, and organizations that seek out and promote the exploration and enjoyment of the great outdoors. Our guest today is Heather Salisbury. Heather is an outdoor adventure enthusiast and owner and co-founder of PNW Bushcraft, the producers of rugged outdoor gear for your next adventure. PNW Bushcraft is a family business. She started with her husband in 2014. They focus on creating amazing handcrafted outdoor gear that is sustainable. And what we mean by sustainable, products that will help you create years of wonderful experiences and not end up in a landfill after a couple of uses. I think that's a great idea. Heather, it is a pleasure to have you on the Outdoor Adventure Series podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I was so excited to chat.
Fantastic. And first of all, let's get the obvious question out of the way first. PNW Bushcraft. I get bushcraft, but for our listeners' benefit, what is PNW?
It stands for Pacific Northwest. We're in Washington State, so very, very specific to our area.
Fantastic. And as I was reading the introduction, a couple other things that caught my attention. And when I first was introduced to you by the folks on Podmatch, is number one, it's a family business. You're running it with your husband. And I know in some of your videos, your son is actually on the videos with you. And I'm thinking, family, husband, 2014, that's pretty amazing. You've got a family business and you've been around this long.
Yeah, we're very lucky. Actually, I also work with my mom and my sister-in-law are in the shop with me every day. So when we say family, we mean family.
All right. Well, we're going to have to, as a coach in me, and I work with a couple coaches that work in their niches, the family-owned business. I may get into some coaching questions, by the way, so I hope you don't mind that. But all right. And also the fact, the aspect of sustainability. And because a lot of stuff we buy, oh, I don't like that. And then eventually it shows up in the landfill. So lots to unpack here today. Before we kind of dive into all these little nice nooks and crannies, tell us a little bit more about your background and how you began to get involved with the outdoor product space, sustainable products, and tell us more about how you got started with PNW Bushcraft.
Well, the company actually started because of my husband. He was looking for gear that was specifically designed to hold up to the damp weather here in the Pacific Northwest. And as a family, we're very creative and very problem solving. So he started to make his own gear and it started to get attention online. And I'm kind of a serial entrepreneur. And I was like, honey, can I put some of those for sale on Etsy? And he was like, sure. So I started listing, I think I started with 5 items. And as soon as they sold, I asked for a little bit more. And that's how the whole ball started rolling. But as a family, we've been into the outdoors since I was a kid and my husband too. So the love of the outdoors is lifelong. So this just seemed like a really good fit for us. And I lost my job. And I was looking to move forward with something. So my husband had gotten busy enough that he asked me to join him in the company. And I love it. I love running a company. I love creating awesome gear. I love working with my family. So it's just so much fun for us. So yeah, that's how we got started. And we've just slowly been moving forward, which is awesome.
Fantastic. And for our listeners, and we'll talk a little bit about this too, as the creative bent to you, and in your show notes, you shared that you're also a children's book author, which I thought was pretty cool as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been a lifelong artist. So I'm just very, very creative. And the funny thing about all of this is I used to say I can do everything but sew. And now I sew for a living. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's interesting when we started this podcast, which was at the time underneath the umbrella of Success Insight Podcast back 2019, our initial guests, who knew there were so many of them, were children's book authors. So if you go back to part of our work, it's just like you would have fit right in there. So I'm curious, so your husband was recognized there's a problem, I got to solve it. And the Pacific Northwest? I mean, yeah, cold, damp, rainy. What is unique about the PNW Bushcraft and their products?
What makes us such a reliable company is that our gear is made with wax canvas, which has been around for a really long time. And with proper care, it will last your lifetime and on to the next. So from the very beginning, when we decided to expand this into a company, we wanted to create gear that people could count on and gear that you could stand behind. So everything we put out, we're very proud of, and we know it's going to hold up in the field for people. And we're kind of crazy about paying attention to the details, like making sure there's no loose threads, double folding our hems, finishing our edges. So we really just want people to put the product in their hand and be like, wow, this is really well made.
And as you began to craft these products, did you have in mind the pieces that you were going to start with? I mean, again, I'm thinking your husband, he's out there. You as a family are out there. And did you, in a big business these days, everybody sits around a table and does focus groups, but I mean, you all are out on the wherever in beautiful Washington State. Did you come about these ideas of, oh my God, we really need to solve this problem? Or where did those needs come about that you said, okay, we're going to make this?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It came about because you'd be out in the woods and you'd be like, man, it would be really nice if I had this. To start out with, the inventory was very small, but as the company grew and we realized we could make more stuff, every time you're out camping or hiking, you're like, it'd be really great if I had a bag for this, or it'd be really great if I had something to sit on here. So a lot of the ideas evolved just from being outdoors, but we also have the most amazing customers. And I love to create stuff that people imagine. So when people reach out to me, if it's an idea that I think our customers will like, I just say, if I design this, are you okay with me selling this? And everybody said yes. So it's contributions from customers and it's from our own experiences.
When you're creating these products, and by the way, the cloth with the waxing, I used to own a barber coat when I lived in the UK.
Ooh.
And that was like, and unfortunately, I don't know if you could, for our listeners, Heather can see me. My midsection has grown a little bit, but I quickly, when I got back to the States, outgrew my barber coat. But I used to love that because I loved that going out in rainy UK in that barber coat with had the flannel lining and then the wax outer shell. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff. And I also know they weren't exactly the lightest products in the world. So I'm wondering too, when you think about your customers, your ideal customers, what do they look like? Are they going on the Pacific Crest Trail or the John Muir Trail? Are they in the Subaru Outback? I own a Subaru. I'll bet you own a Subaru, right?
I do.
I knew that. I knew that. By the way, what's the name of your car?
She doesn't have a name. I just call her her.
Her. Oh.
I tell her she's a good girl all the time.
She's a good girl. She made it. I own a red Subaru Crosstrek and I call her Subaru Ruby. So I have a name for my car. So is your ideal, you know, customers, the family, are they driving to a location, setting up camp? Are they hiking? Because some of your products are very innovative. There's like little containers where you put things, and then there's I want to call it like a sheet that has the wax on one side and the nice flannel materials or fleece on the other side you sit on. But what does your ideal customer look like?
I think our ideal customer is the kind of person that wants to spend time absorbing the outdoors. So they pack up their stuff, they head to their location, they set up for a day or a night, and they're the kind of people that just observe nature, enjoy a cup of coffee, start a fire. So I don't think they're the kind of people that are going to take our gear and hike 10 miles with it because it is wax canvas and it is heavy, but it is, I don't know, the wax canvas to me and everyone, it brings back this warm, fuzzy memory or feeling. Wax canvas and you use wax canvas, at least for me, I think of my parents and my grandparents. So it's a real memory sensible thing. But yeah, I think our customers are pretty chill people who just enjoy nature.
Excellent. So tell us about some of the products that you have produced and the problem that's being solved by them.
Okay. Well, so one of our big sellers is a foraging pouch, and it's a pouch that hooks on your belt that's all folded up. And it was one of our very first products that my husband made with leather and canvas. And so when you're out in the woods and you want to pick up tinder or you're hunting for mushrooms, you can just unfold this pocket and there it is. Well, over the years that evolved and we now do an all wax canvas version of that one. And that's one of our really big sellers because who doesn't need an extra pocket? The profile is really slim on your hip, so it's just there when you need it. And then last fall, we came out with a very specific foraging pouch for mushrooms that has a mesh bottom so mushroom hunters can collect it and the spores fall out the bottom. So that one's been really popular. That one's gone over really well. It's also good for foraging other stuff because the dirt just falls through the mesh. So that just solves the problem of needing an extra pocket. Another big one for us is our ground cloths. And we do ground cloths in all different sizes. And they're essentially for being able to set your gear down and not lose it in the woods or to have somewhere dry to sit. I mean, here in the Pacific Northwest, everything's covered with moss. So if you don't have something to sit on, you're going to be wet. So that's very handy. And then our other really popular item is called the Cedar Bucket Bag. And it was designed to hold cook sets so you could organize all your cooking gear in your backpack. But people use it for knitting bags. They use it for art supplies. Somebody just uses it for their fly tying stuff. So we're really all about helping people stay organized within their gear with our products.
And the ground cloth bag, that was the one that caught my eye. It's like, that would be cool. I could see using that. Now, I live in the desert here in Nevada, and occasionally I go out and it's cold and I'm camping. And so maybe that's a good insulator in a way for the mat, and then I'll put the tent. So I'm thinking about that. And so when you're crafting and creating these products, and you talked a little bit more about the detail and the ruggedness so that they hold up to the elements, the years of use. How are you helping your customers who are just learning about you to kind of take care of these products so that they do hold up?
We do, with every listing, tell people how to care for their products. We do like to emphasize that wax canvas does eventually stop being waxed. So depending on use, you do need to re-wax your gear. But if you take care of it, it's going to last a really long time. I mean, we're big vintage gear collectors, so we have lots of really old wax canvas stuff, and it's still holding up because it's been taken care of.
Very cool. As you're sharing this, a memory came back to me. I used to have I think they call them duster jackets. They looked really cool. I mean, I looked like a tough guy, which I am not necessarily a tough guy, but they were really cool. And I know cowboys used to wear those in a way, mm-hmm. if they're on horses. And now it's bringing back a memory. Like, God, that was kind of a cool jacket. So if I ever visit the Pacific Northwest, I'll know to make sure I have one in hand. So let's talk family. So this was your husband's kind of idea, and then I totally get job loss. I mean, it was about 2 weeks ago, it was the official anniversary of getting laid off about 10 years ago. Luckily, I was making my career change. So what were you doing before this job loss that all of a sudden, like, let's work together?
Well, I was bartending at a local casino, and I was pursuing my career as a mixed media artist. So I was working for a paycheck and health insurance. And then I was pursuing my dreams doing mixed media. So I was doing large pieces of art. I was doing graphics, all kinds of fun stuff like that. So okay. I don't ever sit still.
I can imagine that. I was watching some of the videos on YouTube. Again, there's a lot of energy here. Is the whole family like that, full of energy, or is it mom's off the rails?
I might be the one they try to keep up with, but they do.
Okay. So what was the challenge for you once the transition and beginning to do this work with your husband? What kind of challenges came about with that, or lessons learned for you? Or maybe there weren't challenges and everything just kind of fit into place naturally.
There weren't any challenges between my husband and I. We've been best friends for 30 years and we've been married for 25. So we get along really well. But there were challenges learning to run a business and to scale. And I've been doing everything myself. And I don't have the education behind it. So the challenge was always to, okay, are we going to do that? Now I need to learn how to do that. So, but I like a good challenge and it feels good when you figure it out. So I feel good moving forward. I feel now that it's been 7 years, I can start to say I know what I'm doing, or at least I know more than I did before.
As you began to start the business, what steps did you take to educate yourself, to, you know, get answers to the questions you needed so that you can keep this business moving forward? And how did you go about doing that?
I watched a lot of videos. I read a lot of articles. I borrowed books from the library. The things that were a challenge for me is I just thought this was going to be a hobby. So we've had quite a few different businesses that didn't excel like this one did. So this one, I was kind of like, eh, whatever. And then it just kept growing. And I was like, maybe I need to start taking things seriously. It's like, I should probably learn how to do that. So like one of the major things for me was learning how to price our products. And I actually had a meeting with a business consultant and she's like, you're selling at wholesale. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You really need to learn how to do this and address this. And it was probably the best conversation I've ever had because she's like, you're in the right direction, but these are the areas you need to learn and work on. And yeah, that's one thing I've learned being in business is there's always somebody out there who knows a lot more than I do, and I'm okay reaching out. And that always feels really good when you can touch somebody who has more knowledge and experience.
You mentioned very early on this morning, you said the word shop, and you also have the online presence on the website and you have the store there. Any challenges having one versus the other, or what came first, the shop, then the online, or vice versa?
Actually, we only sell online, but okay. we do sell wholesale. So our stuff is in retail locations. When I say shop, okay. The shop where we make everything is a 5-minute walk with my cup of coffee on the property. So when I say shop,
well, if I had to walk outside, that's what I want. My office is, you're looking at it right here, but I do appreciate the cup of coffee in the morning. So, yeah. So you make all of the gear on in the shop. You sell to stores wholesale.
Yeah. Yeah.
What has been the experience having the online store for you?
It's amazing how many people that we can reach out to because we do sell worldwide. We're very popular in Japan and Australia. So it's pretty amazing to think that people are using our gear over there in their forest. The online was a challenge because I did have to learn how to create my own website and learn how to write the copy. And I also do all the photography and I love to make new things. So I'm constantly having to list new pictures because I'm like, oh, let's try that. So I was told I probably should just stick with the same stuff all the time, but we just like variety. So that hasn't worked out well. So yeah. So with online, being able to communicate with people without seeing them has been a bit of a challenge because I'm a people person, but I can get emails from people and I can create what they're imagining just via email. So I think that's pretty cool.
Very nice. In addition to your husband, who else, and you mentioned other members of the family, what are their roles and responsibilities?
So my mom is the person that does most of the sewing. She just loves to sew. So she just sits there and does her thing and listens to her stories. And then my sister-in-law is our shop assistant and she does a great deal of the folding and the hardware. And all of us work in the office shipping packages and writing thank you notes every morning. So yeah, and everyone's learned everyone else's jobs so that we can all like, if we're too many things to sew, we go over to the sewing machine. If there's too much hardware, we help out. So everyone's multi-skilled in the shop, which is really nice. And then our son Mason is going to school for a film. So he's the one who's been doing our videos and helping with those kind of things when he's not away at college. So yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, your videos are very good and we'll definitely be providing backlinks to the video page and PNW Bushcraft Adventure. So I'm just trying to start YouTube videos because you and I are on camera right now, I'm recording. I'm starting to put this up on my YouTube channel, the video portion of it. But you know, your son's doing some great work out there. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this, but there are some. I'm sure you do. I digress. There are some wonderful photographers and outdoor adventure enthusiasts up in the Pacific Northwest. And would I be correct in assuming you're meeting some of these folks and maybe doing opportunities for collaboration, a conversation, maybe even enjoying a cup of coffee, sitting on one of the ground cloths? Who knows?
Well, before COVID, we did host meetups at our property. So people we were speaking online that could get to our place would come and camp out, and we would share ideas and sit around the fire. And it was amazing the feedback that we could get, but it was just fun. It's just fun. I mean, who doesn't have a good time sitting around a campfire? So we do hope to get those back up and running this summer, because the bottom half of our property is a campground. Okay. But we just spent, not this last weekend, but the weekend before, in Georgia, meeting outdoor companies and influencers. And it was the most amazing weekend. It was so cool to be around other people in the outdoor industry whose sole purpose was to lift our company up and help us grow. And gosh, it was just an amazing event. I don't even know how to put it into words, but Todd and I had never been to Georgia, and we flew there for 3 days, and it was the smartest decision we've ever made, because I think the support of people in the community means a lot. It means a lot to us.
That's fantastic. There is an organization that I joined when I moved to Las Vegas called the Outdoor Writers Association of America. And there are actually authors, photographers, videographers living Idaho, Oregon, Washington State. There's a fantastic young lady. I think Izzy's like 18 years old, has the most fantastic photography. And just wonderful, wonderful work. Heather, I'm going to put us on pause for a resuming recording. So Heather, one of the organizations that I am a member of is the Outdoor Writers Association of America. And I joined them back in 2020 as I was kind of getting used to being out here in Las Vegas. And there are writers, photographers, videographers all up in your neck of the woods. I can actually think of a couple podcasts that you should be on. So I would love to make some introductions for you if you're okay with that.
I would really appreciate that. That would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And then if you have the meetup groups again, I'm also a very opportunistic podcaster. So if I come for a visit, I want to be able to have a cup of coffee and look at your beautiful land. So
we're always welcoming people. We're lots of fun. Do you like animals? Because we have a lot of them.
I love animals. I'm more of the shooting with a camera type guy, but I mean, this organization is amazing. I've met hunters, birders, photographers. In fact, there's a young lady, she's like 18 years old. Her name is Izzy Edwards, the most phenomenal photographer. And one of her specialties are owls. And I imagine you have a lot of owls in your neck of the woods.
Oh, I can hear one. He just started talking again. I spotted him. I heard him last night. So yeah, we do.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I am definitely going to make some introductions for you. We'll see where it goes.
Thank you.
So when you are working with the family, this is the coaching question in me, coming from me, is how do you solve issues when they come up?
Directly.
Okay.
No, I think that we've really established that we can talk to each other about anything. And if any issues come up, we discuss them kindly. We don't sit on them, because I'm not the kind of person that likes to stew. I'd rather right off the bat. My mom and my sister-in-law are used to kind of my strong personality.
No.
And they take things very, very well. They're just amazing, because they're open to new ideas, and they're open. I don't want to say criticism, but you know, we all have these very high standards. So there's very rarely a problem that needs to be addressed, because they'll spot it themselves before I'll say anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're always self-correcting. So there really isn't a lot of time. And I learned I learned early on that I just needed to be fair to them and let them know what my expectations were, which has been really, really helpful. Like just throwing them in there and not saying anything didn't seem very fair. So we talk about my expectations and what theirs are. And we've had some really honest conversations about them. And I think that's why we work so well together.
You know, the word why is incredibly important. And it's not, why do I have to do this? But here's why I would like you to do something. Or here's why we're doing this, you know, picking door number one versus door number two. And in any kind of business, whether it's commercial, small, family-owned business like yours, letting people know here's why we're doing it. You cannot over-communicate enough. I love that. So talk to us more about PNW Bushcraft Adventures and these videos. What's going on there?
So we got invited to be on a streaming channel, and we were just so excited to share our family. We have so much fun together. And at first I was hesitant to share what we're doing. So we're drama free. So I was worried that the shows would not be interesting to people. But when I spoke with family and friends, they said they would rather watch people having a good time than be full of drama. So we just started recording our adventures and our work and our life, and we started sharing.
I love that. And are there some future ideas of how you're going to continue to incorporate the streaming and the videos into, you know, this, you something, if you took over all of television with just your work, I mean, I would rather listen and watch you than the Kardashians. Not that I've ever watched the Kardashians, but you know, I love the fact that you are getting out there, your family's getting out there. And you're giving people a lens into the business. As you look back in the evolution of PNW Bushcraft, anything that has surprised you and perhaps, you know, gives you hope for the continued growth and success of the business?
I don't know that anything's surprised me per se. Yeah, actually, I'm surprised at how many people have been incredibly supportive. I mean, I always hope that people will be supportive, but we've had a few incidents in the outdoor community where our customers have reached out and supported us and lifted us up and said they're there for us. And that was really surprising to know that we had such a big support group online. As far as the company moving forward, I am just really excited about the future of the outdoors and how it's been. I think COVID has really encouraged people to explore nature again. And if anything comes out of it, that's one of the things that I think was very positive, is that people have learned that going outdoors is amazing.
Fantastic. And I think you are spot on. And as I chat with other outdoor enthusiasts, I think COVID, as bad as it was a great opportunity to stop and look around us and see there's a lot of beautiful things we can do in our backyard. And we can get out of our house as home as well and go exploring it. And that's the wonderful side of nature, is there's multiple ways to take advantage of it. When you're taking a break, and I know it's hard with a family-owned business, and you just take a break, and I know you live on a pretty decent size piece of land. And so it's kind of easy to, maybe you have the Salisbury walk or the Heather walk around the property with a cup of coffee in your hand. That's what I would be doing, by the way.
That is what we do.
I love it. So how do you unwind? How does the family unwind when you're not busy doing the work, producing, and taking care of customers?
We try to plan trips where there's no reception.
I love that.
It's really hard. In the evenings, I do try to stop working, but I love my work, so it's really hard to step away. So we do plan trips. I do much better relaxing if I'm not home. And I don't mean not relaxing, but you know, like if I'm away from the property, then I can't work. So then I just jump into whatever we're doing. That's what works best for me. I'm in the moment kind of person. So if the moment is somewhere else, I'm very much not into work.
Fantastic. Heather, before we head out, and I want to make sure we have all your website and all your social sites, any other final insight to go that you would like to share with our listeners about the work that you're doing? Could be a book, a quote, or just some insight that you have received from someone else.
I think really it's just being true to yourself and true to your vision and not changing who you are to accommodate whoever or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like since we started this with a meaning and a thought behind it, and we just really always try to bring it back to what we want to put out there for the world. So just being true to yourself is really important.
Very good. Very good. Now, if our listeners would like to learn more about you and the work at P&W Bushcraft, where are the best places for them to go?
They can check out all our gear at pnwbushcraft.com. And then we also have Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube where they could find us.
Fantastic. Well, we will provide the backlinks to the website as well as to the social sites, especially the YouTube channel. And I love also the fact that P&W Bushcraft Adventures is streaming on Apple and TV, Amazon, Roku. I have no idea what that is. I know it's something. And on YouTube. Heather, it's been a pleasure to kind of get to know you and learn more about this family business. And really, as I was looking at the website, I was definitely had my eye on a couple items. So somehow we're going to cross paths, perhaps me as the customer. But it was a pleasure to learn more about you and just this wonderful family business. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on and chatting. It was a real joy.
Very good. Well, listen, stay on the line. We're going to do a quick close and you and I can chat a little bit more before we head out, okay?
Woohoo.
All right, folks, we have just been chatting with Heather Salisbury, outdoor adventure enthusiast, owner, co-founder of P&W Bushcraft, a wonderful family-owned business in the Pacific Northwest, Washington State. And you really have to check out the products that they are producing. And this is a small business. They've been around since 2014. So there's some longevity here. And as Heather was sharing, the family is deeply involved in the business, from sisters, moms, sons. I'm sure there's probably cousins, second cousins there as well. But in any case, just it's wonderful to hear how this idea of creating this business and the family coming together, the community coming together for that matter, to help support and help this business succeed. And I think Heather is spot on when she shared in this time of COVID that we have been in, is still in, is just the idea that we can get out and explore in nature, and P&W Bushcraft's products are designed to help you if you're up in the Pacific Northwest type of environment where it's damp, rainy, mossy, and their equipment is designed for you to be comfortable and also to know that this product is going to be around for years to come if you take good care of it. Do visit their website, pnwbushcraft.com, and we'll provide the backlinks to their social sites, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And definitely, you got to check out the P&W Bushcraft Adventures, just wonderful videos. It's just kind of cool, just the way this family has basically opened up a lens into their lives. It's not the slick productions that you might see from major logos, but it's really, it comes back to people doing what they love and sharing that with folks like us who could be anywhere around the world. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode of the Outdoor Adventure series, and we want you to let us know that if you enjoyed the episode, check us out on OutdoorAdventureSeries.com. We're also on Facebook and on LinkedIn on the Outdoor Adventure Series. You can also find us on the major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Audible, there's one, and a slew of other podcast directories. So suffice it to say, anywhere you enjoy your podcasting episodes, you'll be able to find us and enjoy it, and you know, share it with your friends, your family, and let us know. And again, do check out the many guests that we have and their websites and support them as well. Okay, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go out there, have a phenomenal day, and we will see you on a future episode of the Outdoor Adventure Series podcast. Take care now.